Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. Well, if you're not pro-Israel, but you're Christian, you are the Christian Reich. Reich, R-E-I-C-H. Okay, you're just as bad as the woke left. You're now a new term called the woke right. And the terminology of you being called the Christian Reich is brilliant, according to Netanyahu. Yes, that's true. Let's go ahead and listen to him bringing in some influencers, and probably American influencers, because it seems that he then mentions other influencers, which maybe he means around the world, or, you know, trying to wine and dine potential influencers that have a chance. So let's go ahead and listen to this absolute garbage.
Question, influencers? Okay. You said, talked about the woke right, and you said, I call it the woke Reich. That's a brilliant. The woke Reich, because these people, you know, they're not any different from the woke left. I mean, they're insane, they're loonies. But they're actually meeting on some of the things. And what we have to do is we have to secure that part of our, the base of our support in the United States. That is being challenged systematically. A lot of this is done with money. Money of NGOs, vast. Money of governments, vaster. Okay? We have to fight back. How do we fight back? Our influencers. I think you should also talk to them if you have a chance. To that that community. They're very important. And secondly, we're going to have to use the tools of battle. You know, the weapons change over time. You can't fight today with swords. That doesn't work very well. Okay? And you can't fight with cavalry. That doesn't work very well. And you have these new things, you know, like drones, things like that. I won't get into that. But we have to fight with the weapons that apply to the battlefields in which we're engaged. And the most important ones are in social media. And the most important purchase that is going on right now is class.
Followers.
TikTok, number one. And I hope it goes through because it's it can be consequential. And the other one, what's the other one that's most important?
X.
X. That's successful. Very good. And, you know, so we have to talk to Elon. He's not an enemy. He's a friend. We should talk to him. Now, if we can get those two things, we get a lot. And I could go on other things, but that's not the point right now. We have to fight the fight, okay? To give direction to the Jewish people and give direction to our non-Jewish friends or those who could be our Jewish our friends. Are we going to succeed with everyone? No. Will there be a strong counterpoint? Yes.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Now, for those of you less oriented, maybe that doesn't seem like much. But I want you to understand who the Christian Reich is. First of all, I want you to understand that if you don't agree with Israel, the very same thing over here in conservatives, we say we're tired of the very same thing Trump is saying. You know, this violence is happening because you on the left are comparing people who disagree with you to the greatest mass murderers on the planet because they disagree with you. Tell me how what he just said was not the same thing. You also heard somebody say when he mentioned X, someone goes cesspool. And so when he says Christian Reich and the woke right, which is news to me, but it means, oh, you know so much. You're constantly disagreeing with us. That's what it means. The Christian Reich is Charlie Kirk. tell me I'm wrong. The Christian Reich is the turning point that Charlie Kirk made. And if you think someone is the Reich, the Hitler, the potential mass murderer because they're speaking, what do you do to them? What do we say the weirdos on the left will do? So the other thing that's of interest here is that he said, what's very important? He said, the purchase of TikTok. Did you hear that? So he mentions there are followers. Other places say he's talking to influencers. So he's basically trying to recruit influencers. And he goes, the purchase of TikTok is potentially very, not influential, but, you know, important. I can't remember exactly how he said it. And you say, wait a second, don't you mean just influence on TikTok? It's a free speech platform. No, man. He is happy or wants the purchase of it. And then he later says, once we have those. Now you can say, well, once we have better influence. But he didn't say better influence merely. He said the purchase of TikTok. And I sure hope that goes through. Now, you can find in other places, I haven't looked it up, but I would not be surprised that Trump, in his formal fascism, no, not in an unhinged Antifa person yelling fascists to shut you down, but in the more formal version of the partnership of large corporations and government to rule, rather than the idea, well, corporations aren't there to rule, they're there to provide services. So in his formal fascism, because he's trying to deal make everything, and then to finish the deal, he's making billion and $100 billion decisions, just like I complained about Biden. It's just a matter that supposedly we agree with some of his, which is garbage. But remember, he pulled together investments to investors. That means he's got to go find a bunch of rich people. Now, I've seen allegations that the bunch of people he pulled in, one major commonality they have was their support of Israel, their very visible support of Israel. So, with that background, him saying it exactly the way he said it, that the purchase of TikTok, not, hey, we've got to get better on TikTok, that's what you're here for. He didn't say that. And then what else did he say? He said, Musk. Well, Musk, we need to talk to him. He's not our enemy, he's our friend. For what purpose? X is there for you to use. X is there for you to use. The one person's, it's a cesspool. What do you mean? Do you mean it's a cesspool because you don't like what's said? And if so, what is it that you disagree with? Oh, I wonder, when people complain about Israel. That's exactly what she made it all the way to being in front of Netanyahu. When she says X is a cesspool, that's what she's talking about. Too much free speech. So when we say we've got to reach out to Musk and we've got to be friends, what is he saying? He's saying we've got to influence him. I mean, you can say this is a reach. In my opinion, given all the patterns, in no way is it a reach. Musk already allows you to say pro-Israel things as much and as often as you want. So what would you be reaching out to him about? Now, I guess you could say if they mean, but that, is that what individual influencers are for? When he does share his opinion, it's often very frank, and it's going to be his opinion. Do they mean, hey, influencers, let's try to change Elon Musk's personal opinion so his tweets are a little bit more agreeable? Do you think that's what he means? No, he doesn't. So with that, let's listen again. I'm going to paraphrase here by mere logic. Okay, the logic would be, and I'm logical, but I don't remember these names of these arguments. Okay, if you say the whole group of, and we know what it's defined as, equals Christian Reich, therefore any member of that group that meets the definition equals member of Christian Reich. Therefore, if the definition is Christian but don't agree with us all the time, then Charlie Kirk equals Christian Reich. That's what I'm telling you. In code, he's saying Charlie Kirk and his change in position and all the people who agree and say those types of things are the Christian Reich. All right, let's go ahead and listen again. And I'll probably just pull up a couple of things I might pause on this one in case I missed some of this.
Christian influencers? Okay. You said, we talked about the woke right. He said, I call it the woke Reich. That's a brilliant observation. The woke Reich, because these people, you know, they're not any different from the woke left. I mean, they're insane. They're loonies.
So, did you see how, oh, that's good. Oh, that's really good. And they laughed. Like, did you hear, like, the worship? Oh, that's good. Oh, yeah. They're like the Third Reich. Oh, that's good. About fellow Christians. Because I guarantee you, these aren't just Jewish influencers. Right? All right, I'm going to back that up just a little bit. I think I had another thought there.
You know, they're not any different from the woke left. I mean, they're insane. They're loonies. But they're
insane in their beliefs. That's what he just said.
The woke right, because these people, you know, they're not any different from the woke left. I mean, they're insane. They're loonies.
Now, I'm going to emphasize, they're not any different than the woke left. Do you appreciate that Judeo-Christian is a psyop? It's a psyop phrase. He just said Netanyahu, the person who's helping to propagandize as though bringing down 10-story apartment buildings all over Gaza is okay, said they're not any different. Do you understand there is no partnership? There is no Judeo-Christian partnership when it comes to the secular world of today, the actual reality of today. All right? They are not any different. They're just as bad. And the other thing I'm going to say, I thought of this, I'd listened to this last night. It's funny how in America, they place these, or rather, you think of, you know, Jews as being very progressives. And that's your other thing, like, it's always confusing to me. So if in America, they're very progressive and they align with the left, and yet over here, we're talking to influencers, probably most of which are Christian influencers. They go, oh yeah, the woke right is just as bad as the woke left. And they use that as the ultimate reference point, just like, you know, conservatives and libertarians often do, that the woke left is just beyond the pale. Then do you see how they're speaking both out both sides of their mouth? And the biggest commonality would be they're anti-Israel. Okay, the woke right, the woke Reich is just as bad as the woke left. They're insane. Back that up and let you listen a little bit more.
Woke Reich. That's a brilliant observation. The woke right, because these people, you know, they're not any different from the woke left. I mean, they're insane, they're loonies. But they're actually meeting on some of the things. And what we have to do is we have to secure that part of our, the base of our support in the United States. That is being challenged systematically. A lot of this is done with money. Money of NGOs, vast.
Okay, so they want you, he's basically laying out to these sock puppets, and I'll add that, you know, almost NPCs. They said, "Oh, that's good." They love the term. They're ready to take that back and say behind closed doors, Christian Reich. But now he's terming Israel as David in this activity. Well, you know, it's just so organic. Everything we do is just so organic, but. Over there, you know, a lot of things are done with money. Did you really say that? Did a Jew actually act as though that's what we're up against is money? For real? I mean, what? Oh, and it's done with, what was it? It was money and NGOs. What? Did you really just say that? Did you really just say that? Okay, let's continue.
Money of governments, vaster. Okay? We have to fight back. How do we fight back? Our influencers. I think you should also talk to them if you have a chance. To that that community. They're very important. Mm. And secondly, we're going to have to use the tool.
And as to that, this is supposedly two influencers. So it's curious, like, talk to our group of influence. So it seems as though this is marching orders, but it's potential recruitment. So I think it's probably potential recruitment. You're not totally on the bandwagon and or the payroll just yet. So please talk to the influencers that do exist.
It's a battle. You know, the weapons change over time. You can't fight today with swords. That doesn't work very well, okay? And you can't fight with cavalry. That doesn't work very well. And you have the...
So again, he's trying to portray Israel as David right here. Right? Like, how can he possibly... Right? How can we possibly... We are ever the underdog. And to a point of exaggeration. You know, can't fight with swords. I mean, I understand it's an analogy, but it is, you know, a psychological trick there for them to go, oh, the mission is on us to save all of Israel.
It's new things, you know, like drones, things like that. I won't get into that. But we have to fight with the weapons that apply to the battlefields in which we're engaged. And the most important ones are in social media. And the most important purchase that is going on right now is... TikTok, number one, and I hope it goes through because it can be consequential. And the other one, what's the other one that's most important?
So again, for emphasis, I said it earlier, but he said, I hope the purchase goes through. It can be consequential. Everybody knows what I mean. The purchase says American investors, will be there and therefore will have more control. However, they're not American investors. That's not the biggest and complete definition. They're Jewish investors. And again, I'm not trying to say Israel should be attacked. What I am saying every time I tell you this is that you must not have any country, the United States, Ukraine, Russia, Japan, China, any place. You must not have a country where you say, I don't question that country. And then, oh, and since I don't question that country, whatever they do must be okay. That's all I'm saying here. I know it seems like higher levels of hate than that if you're not listening, but every time I talk about it, I wind it back and repeat that. So we are not talking about violence. Instead, we are talking about how if we woke up, call me the Christian Reich, I guess, just as bad as a woke left, right? Then maybe we could save lives and have a little bit more civility and literal humanity on the planet if we didn't just let the most aggressive country on the planet just get away with everything they want to.
Successful. Very good. And, you know, so we have to talk to Elon. He's not an enemy. He's a friend. We should talk to him. Now, if we can get those two things, we get a lot. And I could go on other things, but that's not the point right now. We have to fight the fight, okay? To give direction to the Jewish people and give direction to our non-Jewish friends, or those who could be our friends. Are we going to succeed with everyone? No. Will there be a strong counterpoint? Yes.
Okay, guys, and this is where we go. Remember, distractions are distractions are distractions. Remember to take a message and take it. I was listening to one of my old episodes. I don't usually listen to my episodes, but I was checking on an episode, and then it played an older one. And I said, you know, we got to remember, we have to not just let our voices be heard, though that's good because... When this stuff is in the ether, it does help. And some of the current administration is listening to that type of stuff more than previous administrations. However, the ether is not enough. We have to start, you know, if you feel you're being confrontational to talk to your member of Congress, well, just don't. Just say what's going on and call them. And remember, if you feel too confrontational, you can always fill out their forms and send a message that way. Or call them before business hours or after business hours and leave a message. If you don't feel like you want to talk to somebody and have an uncomfortable conversation. But I would say to you, just be civil. because I've talked to those people and they'll take your message. And you can kind of query them on, you know, where you think it is, and, you know, maybe they pay attention. I mean, there's a decent chance they won't, but at least you can't say you didn't do the right thing by trying to let your leaders know. And whether that's something that says, hey, I'm a little tired of Netanyahu saying that I'm the Christian Reich because I happen to agree with Charlie Kirk. You know, just mentioning these types of things, even if it's just for information. Hey, I guess my senator is a supporter of Israel. I don't think that's horrible, but to the extent that it's relevant, yeah, he called basically Charlie Kirk Christians in the United States the Christian Reich. Okay, guys, thanks for listening to The Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley.